This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We will begin on this Friday with 4.5, maybe 5 minutes of live radio to decipher what happened the past 5 days, because there has been actually quite a bit in the world of business and the economy. To do that with us, we've got Lee Gallagher from Fortune Magazine, Cardiff Garcia from the blog FT Alphaville. They are in our studios in New York City. Hey, guys.
Hi, Kai.
Hey, Kai.
So listen, I'm just going to tick a couple of things off, all right, and then we'll talk about them. First of all, a big hearing on JP Morgan Chase and its London whale, $6 billion loss in the Senate today. Cardiff, you were there, right? Or you were blogging it, Ryan?
Wasn't there in person, but I did 6 hours of live blogging, and I'm fried. And I'm also impressed by whatever adhesive Carl Levin, the senator, uses to keep those glasses out.
That's right. We'll get there in a minute. Hang on, because there's more, right? Big plea bargain today. SAC, a big hedge fund, paying $600 million to settle charges of insider trading. And we talked to Carney yesterday about Richard Fisher, the president of the Dallas Fed, going to CPAC tomorrow to talk about too big to fail. Lee Gallagher, have we learned nothing the past 5 years? Come on.
You could certainly say that. But didn't we know that already, that we have learned nothing? I mean, hasn't that already been proved?
Yes, I think.
It's true. It's true. I mean, even the charge that SAC affiliate settled for was the age-old insider trading charge, which has been going on as long as we can all remember. That has relatively little to do with all of the excess that got us into the financial crisis. Of everything that did happen, it wasn't really insider trading.
All right. Well, let's back up and let's get to J.P. Morgan Chase, because that arguably is the more interesting, titillating one of these, I think. Cardiff, the report that the Senate committee issued today was scathing. I mean, they blistered J.P. Morgan Chase. I found it interesting that the CEO of that company, Jamie Dimon, was not there.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure why they didn't ask him to come back, especially because there were a lot of revelations in this report that hadn't come out earlier. But I completely agree. I mean, the details of this report were incredibly damning, and they really portrayed a bank that showed an impressive combination of hubris and incompetence. You had senior managers that were misleading to the public, misleading to regulators, changing risk models on the fly and the way they value the amount of assets in their portfolios to hide losses. I mean, this was a really staggering and scathing report. And I think, you know, you just mentioned Richard Fisher and talking about breaking up the banks.
Yeah.
I mean, this is going to be a really powerful selling point for advocates of that particular policy.
Well, Lee, I'm about to torpedo, I think, any chances of getting Jamie Dimon on this program. But how is it, right? Here we go. How is it that everybody has thought for so long that Jamie Dimon specifically and JP Morgan Chase in particular are so great when they're doing things like this?
Well, that's a good question. But, you know, Jamie Dimon and the bank has acknowledged over and over again, this was an enormous mistake. We don't know. We are embarrassed by this. This shouldn't have happened. This was a huge loss. We weren't watching the risk controls. But on the other hand, this is a and I think Jamie Dimon even said this, you know, this $6 billion loss was, you know, they have billions more. I mean, this was not damaging materially to the company. It was damaging to its reputation.
Well, yeah, so, but isn't that kind of the point, right? I mean, we all think badly enough of banks to begin with, and now they're doing this and saying, yeah, nobody.
No. It is the point, and I'm sure they wish it didn't happen, but it did not take the company down in any way, shape, or form, and it wouldn't. Because it's so big.
Yeah. Right. Right. In point of fact, too big to fail. So, Cardiff, this SAC settlement today with at the SEC, I found it interesting that neither party admitted nor denied guilt, either the parties involved or accused. They're paying $600 million. If you flash back to Michael Milken from 25 years ago, the guy went to jail for 10 years.
Yeah, he did. I mean, there were some pretty important differences between the two cases, right? I mean, in the case of Milken, it wasn't just a problem for Drexel, his company. He was charged, indicted, and convicted individually. Stevie Cohen hasn't yet. But I think when you look at the amount of the settlement, $600 million, I mean, that's an awful lot of money to pay if you think these are charges that were brought unjustly or you didn't do anything wrong. My guess is that it means that the SEC isn't done yet and that we haven't heard the last of this.
But seriously, Steve Cohen, the guy who runs SAC, I mean, he can find $600 million under his couch cushions.
Yeah, that's right.
That's true. So you could argue that, okay, maybe it doesn't mean anything. You know, it might just mean this is what they're paying just to have it go
just
away.
Just to have it go away.
And
right.
they haven't charged, as Cardiff just said, they haven't charged Steve Cohen with anything. So whether they have anything on him, it doesn't sound like it. And maybe they will at some point. But $600 million to SAC is less than $6 billion is to
right.
Well, it's like an SAT question.
That's right. That's right.
I don't think they're done yet. I think they're still marshaling resources. Yeah, right. I think the SEC.
They could
still
be, but you know, the whole point with this and with what happened with the financial crisis, excess is not illegal. You know, I mean, insider trading is a different story entirely.
On.
And I'm just saying that's why it's been so tough. You'd think they'd had ample opportunity with some other cases, with maybe Lehman Brothers, with maybe MF Global, and yet nothing
and
yet.
Not. All right, we got to go. We got to go. Lee Gallagher from Fortune Magazine, Cardiff Garcia from FT Alphaville. See you guys. Have a nice weekend.
Thanks,
Kai.
All
right,
bye-bye.